Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Sternberg, who's in London for the Wall Street Journal editorial board. He writes political economics. And political economics turn on the simple number of population growth. And we have good news. Joe and I spend a lot of time talking about what's wrong. Well, here's something that surprises, I take it, it surprises London. This is a headline from the Times of London. Census 2021. Population in England and Wales soars to new highs. The story, the population in England and Wales has hit a new record after 6.3% rise in the past decade, took it almost to 60 million. There's a photograph of the St. Albans Primary School in Havant, and the children are holding up a sign, 59,597,300, the population of England and Wales. Note that Scotland is not included, but Scotland is also reason to believe to celebrate. That'll be a separate number. Joe, is this being reported as good news? Because population growth means prosperity. The bigger the nation, the more populous the nation, the younger the nation, the richer the nation. How is it being presented on the BBC?
Oh, no. I mean, I think the population growth is definitely big news. And it's an interesting piece of news because population in various forms has been very contentious over the past decade. So, in fact, remember, one of the motivating political arguments in favor of the United Kingdom leaving the European Union when they had the Brexit referendum in 2016 was that they needed to get a handle on immigration. And so there was this argument that somehow there were too many people in this country using too many public services and contributing to crowding, whereas the reality has always been that if you want to have a sustainable welfare state, you have to have an increasing population, particularly a growing population of young and working age people who ultimately will be able to do the work that sustains it. So I think that although this is sometimes rather counterintuitive news, it's definitely very good news that this is happening.
And the population growth suggests there are lots of children. Is this also the immigration story, Joe? Because we know in the Middle East that the Islamic families have lots of children, if possible, if they can afford it. Is that part of the story in London as well?
Well, here the immigration picture is a bit cloudier because there have been so many efforts over the past decade to reduce the pathways for immigration into the country, which actually is kind of a problem because ideally, since you have to pay the bills for the welfare state now, immigration is a fantastic way to import working age people who will hit the ground running, contributing to the economy and paying taxes. So I haven't dug into the numbers in great detail yet. But I do think that, you know, over the longer term, increasing population will be very helpful for them. There is a potential challenge if they are doing it mainly through an increase in births, which means that you then have a young population that obviously is too young to work because they're, you know, growing up, enjoying a healthy, happy childhood. But, you know, you could also be counting on immigration to increase your working age population as well.
We turn to not so good news, which is the story in America is that the airlines are doubling their prices in short routes and long routes. And the prices from America to England have also gone up. The last time Joe and I talked about airports, there was a discouragement to go to the airport in and around London. There was a photograph of, I think it was Gatwick, but I'm not sure. All the seats were filled with luggage, no people. Because either the luggage had been abandoned, shipped ahead of time, or the people's flights had been canceled and they haven't come to fetch their luggage. Is the story continuing that way, Joe? Because we're having sort of similar problems. You can find an airplane if you can pay for it.
Oh, yeah. Air travel across Europe is a nightmare at the moment. And this is a truly global phenomenon. I mean, here in the UK, both Heathrow and Gatwick, which are the two main airports in London, are experiencing various problems with capacity, a lot of it due to lack of staff. Airlines, you know, whether it's full service airlines like British Airways, which used to be the national carrier, or discount carriers like EasyJet are running into problems where they're having to cancel a lot of flights. This is also true on the continent. Lufthansa's, the German airline, has been in the news lately for a lot of their staffing and reliability problems to do with having to constantly rejigger their schedule when there isn't enough staff to fly the planes or load the luggage or check people in. I think that this is because they had scaled back so much during the pandemic and have had trouble hiring again, and also have struggled to correctly project what the demand would be as we've emerged from the pandemic and all of the travel restrictions.
Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. Joe writes political economics for the editorial board. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never-tested-on-animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.